This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio where you can talk about anything you want on this New Year's Eve Eve.
Twas the night before New Year's.
Remember, tomorrow's amateur night, people.
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't remind me. I hate amateur nights.
So, and by that you mean people who don't drink regularly go out and drink a whole
get
lot.
Get off the roads by 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's exactly what amateur night
and
is.
And don't go back.
Yeah, my favorite New Year's Eve dangerous driver story was, I was not, thankfully, I don't think on the road at the time, but observing, I think it was Clark Road in Sarasota, Florida, where some guy just was flying up the wrong direction.
Oh my.
Of the other side of the road. So.
Yeah, this is a six-lane highway.
I think it was four-lane at the time.
I mean, if you're going to go out and do something, if you're going to the bars or whatever, if you live close by, walk.
Yeah.
You know, Uber's your friend. Do that if you have to be out and about.
Well, I mean, Uber has saved a lot of lives. I mean, I'm no fan of a lot of their business practices, but there's no doubt that they have contributed to
fewer Uber and Lyft. You know, those things have obviously done far more for reducing the number of drunk driving accidents than government has ever
Like, the next day, they did more for reducing drunk driving.
Yep.
As soon as they turn on their service.
They've absolutely worked, but they're not driving tanks. So remember, even if you're Uber driving, driver sober, it doesn't mean the guy who hits him is going to be.
That's a good point.
That's hard to say, too. Sober Uber driver?
Sober Uber driver?
Well, plus,
sober,
even sober if you're Uber walking around, that doesn't mean that the drunk guy isn't going to plow into you as well. So,
you know, I like my chances.
Yeah. You know? You might be able to dive out of the way.
Right.
Yeah, but the real thing there is that you're not going to hurt anybody, right?
That's true.
As a subscriber to the non-aggression principle, I prefer not to hurt other individuals.
Indeed. Open phones here tonight, as always. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and we are here live. We'll be here live tomorrow night for New Year's Eve, so you can ring in the new year if you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean with Free Talk Live. And you can join us. So also New Year's Day, we're live then, because we're live 365 days a year. But Mark, before we get into Google cracking down, YouTube crackdown on cryptocurrency-related content and programs and channels and that kind of thing, you are actually, you surprised me tonight by saying that you don't actually believe the decade is about to end. A lot of people
it's
are
not
saying,
only that I don't believe it, it's true, okay? Look, 2020, although a really fun number, is not the beginning of a new decade. It is the end of the last one.
Right, because when did the current one begin?
Right, so the first year, ADE or AD, however you ACE or AD, however you want to pronounce it, that's after Common Age or Anno Domini, whatever your preference is, started in year one. It didn't start in year zero.
Well, what the hell were they thinking?
I don't know what they were thinking.
What kind of mathematicians were these calendar creators?
These monks.
Didn't they have an abacus, damn it?
I don't know why there's BC ends on, you know, negative one BC and then there's no zero. Well, I guess it'd be this, is that I don't think the number zero had actually been created yet.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So at that point, you're
really?
Using
no.
Roman numerals and you had...
VII?
Right. So, I mean, the concept of zero on a number line may not have existed at that point. Nothing existed.
Or at least it didn't exist there.
But not zero.
Maybe.
I'm just guessing.
Right, because Roman numerals used X for 10.
I believe zero was created for the Arabic numerals in something like 600 ACE.
In, I think it's Korea?
But let me make the point first. So a decade is from year 1 to year 10, and thus the decade is
according
from,
to you.
That's the truth. and thus it is from year 2011
Well, the truth is fluid on this particular matter, right? Because as you've seen with...
Are there alternative facts?
Well, I don't know. I mean, English words get redefined, right? Like over time through new usage. Like we talked recently about Merriam-Webster defining the word they as the word of the year from this year. And that they talked about how the word they can be used to describe a singular individual.
Yes.
And that's very strange. It was not did not make Derek and Stephen very happy. We had an interesting conversation
about
that.
I don't like it much either.
Last week.
It really bothers me.
It bothers me, too.
I'd rather you just make up your own pronoun.
But, yeah, I like Z.
Fine. G, right. Whatever we want to go with. I'm fine with those. As long as... I don't have to say they for the singular. I just don't like it.
What do they think about all this?
I think they're a bunch of idiots.
But the point being that things do change as far as the English language over time. So why shouldn't the definition of a decade be able to change based on a popular viewpoint?
Let's propose that happened. Okay, we have the popular viewpoint that the decade started in 2010.
Because how many people celebrated the new millennium at the end of 2000?
At the end of 2000 as opposed to the end of 1999.
Right, yeah, they all sang the song in 1999. And, oh, it's the new millennium.
That's when the big change happens to the numbers.
Right, so that was the end of the millennium, and that's when I certainly learned this conversation.
And it was the end of the decade, according to most people.
Well,
wait a minute. Can't a decade just be any set of 10 years?
Sure, yeah, I would think it could, right?
Like, I could go, 10 years. The decade between 95 and 05.
It's a really great point, Captain Kickass. Now, let me ask you this. Exactly, if that is so, that we redefine a decade as the time that from 0 to 9, as opposed to 1 to 0, then let me ask you, which decade only had 9 years in it?
The first one.
Thank God Ian was here.
We refer to that
step
as
in that
leap decade.
Big pile of poo.
Well, it is
nobody
leap.
Else would have had the guts to go ahead and say that there was a 9-year period that was called a decade. Only my good friend.
9/10 of a decade.
We do have a leap year this year, do we not? Isn't this year a leap year?
I don't know which
year. I've heard that it is.
It might be.
I haven't checked the calendar yet, but that's what I've heard.
I would know somebody born on leap year, and I figure they got to be 8 years old by now.
I believe not too long ago, sometime within the last 40 years, because I was alive for it.
Yes, there will be a February 29th this year. We do have a leap year this year.
There was an additional February 29th thrown in a year that was between two leap years.
Just because they needed to
do it. I don't remember what they called it.
Right, because there's a little bit of overflow on the leap year that they have to account for.
It's a very special leap year.
Every, 100 years? Or I don't remember what it was. They have to put in, an extra one. Somehow,
right.
Yeah. You know?
So, I don't know. I don't think it's really that important.
I'm not claiming it's important. I would not claim for a second that it is important.
Hey, what we are doing here is important.
So you're not trying to rain on anybody's New Year's new decades parade.
No, I say celebrate both of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
My theory on this is, yes, everybody else thinks the decade's ending tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and celebrate it with them, by all means.
And then next year,
have a celebration.
You can also celebrate
next
it
next year,
again.
You get all of them on board and say, hey, the decade's ending. Come on, let's celebrate. And celebrate again.
Mark has just given us a win-win situation when it comes to amateur night for
now you can
two
drink even more in a
well,
row.
Again, alcohol poisoning's real.
Oh, and then next year I can be like, oh, man, I haven't drank that much in a decade, even though it was just last year.
So if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. There's been a news story that I've had in show prep for several days now. I just haven't had a chance to get to it. You brought it up tonight, Captain Kickass, because you have kind of a related story of this seeming crackdown by Google, and of course you know they own YouTube and a variety of other things, but cracking down on YouTube channels and now apparently software in the Play Store that is cryptocurrency related. This has been certainly on, a lot of folks in the crypto world have been discussing this recently. We talked with, I think it was Naomi Brockwell last week, a little bit about it. She came on the show, and, people are, I think, legitimately concerned, and they need to start looking at other options, and thankfully it's, you know, crackdowns like this that do motivate people to finally get out there and take a look at what some of the alternatives are.
What it feels like to me is sort of the same thing that Facebook did when they started cracking down on what they thought were fake names, right?
I think I
talked about this. This happened to my Facebook account. And so they've developed an algorithm to, you know, deplatform whatever, and, you know, it feels like cryptocurrency folks are getting caught up in it.
Was it the name Captain or Kickass, do you think, that triggered the review?
You know, I don't know, as a matter of fact, because it's L, Captain Kickass.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we'll talk about what's going on with the Google crackdown. Are they sorry? Because it sounds like they're saying they were sorry, but have they actually made anything right? There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
The individual known as Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And Edge Wallet, great wallet. It's the one that I use more often than any other in real life to buy things, but you can also use it, of course, for online purchases in easy way, because they support multiple cryptocurrencies, allowing you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your favorite cryptos like Bitcoin, BTC, or Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and others, including most recently, I think they added Ravencoin over at Edge. They can help you secure your freedom. It's a veteran team. They've been building wallets for cryptocurrency since 2014. These guys know what they're doing. They've got a great product, great piece of software. It's available for iOS and Android devices. I just used mine today. I'm pretty much a daily Edge user, it seems like, living here in Keene, New Hampshire. If I leave the house, there's a good chance I'm going to be spending...
Really living on the edge then, huh?
So to speak, yes. Edge.app is where you can go to learn more about the technology behind Edge, what makes it special, and you can just go download it right now at the Google or Apple App Store. At least as long as the crypto crackdown hasn't affected Edge, and I don't believe that it has. I mean, it has not been the most widespread of crackdowns, from what I can tell, but there's definitely been some people who've been targeted, and we're going to talk about that. But again, it's edge.app. Edge
still in my app store.
Yeah. But according to the story here, Billy Bambro, writing for Forbes, he's one of their contributors, saying that Google's relationship with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency has long been fraught, but it has been apparently, or it has apparently, just taken a turn for the worse. The search giant previously banned Bitcoin and cryptocurrency advertising, knocking the Bitcoin price before deciding to allow them again in September last year after a three-month-long block. Now Google has decided to remove hundreds of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency videos from its site YouTube in what's being called a crypto purge, leaving many who make Bitcoin and cryptocurrency-related videos feeling unfairly targeted by the search giants.
Now, some of the fallout of that I've heard about, I haven't actually gone and dug into it to see, like, is there a video that I liked and watched a bunch
that's gone?
But, educational videos, right? Like, how does Bitcoin work?
That's what they've been taking down?
That's some of the fallout, at least some of the things that have been taken down are educational videos.
Now, according to an update posted to the story a few days ago, he writes that YouTube has said the decision to ban Bitcoin and cryptocurrency videos from their site was an error, and that the removed videos would be reinstated. YouTube spokesperson told crypto news site Decrypt, quote, "With the massive volume of videos on our site, sometimes we make the wrong call. When it's brought to our attention that a video has been removed mistakenly, we act quickly to reinstate it." Unquote. The YouTube crypto purge appears to only be targeting smaller channels and publishers, with crypto-related videos from the likes of Bitcoin and crypto news outlet Cointelegraph and CNBC escaping the cull. One YouTuber, Chris Dunn, who has some 210,000 subscribers, asked YouTube for an explanation via Twitter. He wrote, "YouTube just removed most of my crypto videos, citing, quote, harmful or dangerous content and sale of regulated goods," unquote, as their reasons for the takedown. Dunn wrote that he's been making videos on the platform for a decade and had built up 200,000 subscribers and 7 million views. So by no means is that a small, or at least I would not consider that to be a small channel. The number of videos targeted by YouTube is well into the hundreds and, quote, growing fast, unquote. Some of the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency industry have vowed a challenge to the decision. Well, I mean, it's a private website, so if they just decided they wanted to ban all crypto videos, they certainly could. I mean, you can appeal the decision, and if they, decide to continue doing what they're doing, then that's that.
I'm afraid I'm not quite as ready to give them a pass on this. Google is a giant company.
They are a behemoth. Yeah.
Name, whose byline was, "Don't be evil."
Yeah, but they got rid of that.
Yeah, I understand.
Right. Obviously they had a policy change.
If they pop in and just say, "We're going to be evil now," I'd be happy with that. But,
well, they're going to be sometimes evil when it suits them.
Okay.
Sometimes
fine.
They'll do nice things.
And purchasing YouTube and taking what you know, was a platform that was intended to give you the opportunity to publish television and, you know, basically changing it to the point that, you know, the big producers...
A corporate mega mouthpiece.
Right. And, you know, I'm not happy with that. I mean, can they do what they want? Well, functionally, yes, they can.
Yeah.
I am not going to go into the YouTube headquarters and shoot it up like the last person did. Have no intention of doing that. And I have no intention of getting involved. But if a, you know, if this multinational corporation, which has benefited from rulings from governments all over the place and lobbies all the time, somehow had some law passed against it that it was not able to, you know, function as arbitrarily as it has, then I probably won't lose sleep over that.
Yeah, I don't recall reading anything about any law being passed to sort of, you know, kick this thing off. Like, they just decided one day that they've expanded their policy about dangerous and harmful videos, and whatever criteria, whatever algorithm they developed, cryptocurrency is getting swept up into it.
Well, it is dangerous. It is dangerous to the status quo. The cryptocurrency is harmful to the Federal Reserve note, to all central banks around the planet. And if Google is trying to curry favor with governments, and we know they are, you know, they have a massive... I'm thinking Amazon. Well, you know they're doing it too. I mean, they're all Google and Amazon. They're competing to try to get government contracts and things like that. So
right. I mean, you know, one of the countries that has tried pretty hard to get rid of cryptocurrencies is China, and Google would like to have a nice relationship with China if it could. And is this related? I have no idea if it's related, but. I mean,
they're acting like it was just, oh, whoops.
I've already crossed China off my Christmas list at this point. Xi Jinping is not getting the Step Winnie the Pooh that I was going to send.
Better watch out. You're going to Hong Kong soon. You shouldn't be talking like that.
Wait, are you late on giving them the gift this year, or is this next year?
Once my boys at the Technical Institute got laid siege to, I decided that I wasn't going to be sending that gift off till I found out what happened.
All right, so we all know where Mark is on his holiday card.
That's right.
Situation.
YouTube's acting like this was just an oopsie. Oh, you know, how did that get caught in there? Oops.
I liked YouTube so much better than when it wasn't owned by Google, because literally it was exactly that. Everybody could have a channel. You want a channel? You can have a channel. Go ahead, put whatever you want on it. We don't care, you know.
Well, I mean, there were always things that weren't allowed.
Sure, but, you know, you didn't see something like cryptocurrency educational videos taken down. I mean, that it just reeks of 1984 to me, right? You know, here's essentially the most popular video website on the planet.
Yep.
Right?
The most popular website on the planet, you know? I think. Isn't it like number one or two?
Broadly sweeping things away.
Facebook and Google and YouTube are like the top three.
Yeah, my understanding is that Google is the number one search engine in the world, and YouTube's search engine is the number two.
Right.
So Google is number one twice.
Basically, yeah.
He said number two.
YouTube, but I suspect as far as time spent viewing a site, YouTube crushes Google.
Right. Nobody sits there and looks at the search sites. Yeah.
YouTube, according to Ryan Nooner, the host of the Crypto Trader Show on CNBC Africa, he says YouTube deleting all crypto content, and I don't think they deleted all crypto content.
I don't think they could even come close.
Is a massive blow to the industry, he said. We can talk more about this. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Plus, is the crackdown coming to the Play Store? Captain Kickass has an example of that. That may have happened. There's more on the way, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is praising a North Texas church for their preparation following a deadly shooting.
I've never heard a solution that offers a way to prevent this from ever happening again. So knowing that, all I'm saying is that we should be prepared for when it does happen.
Paxton speaking with reporters, telling them that the West Freeway Church of Christ is a model for other churches to follow after a security guard stopped the attacker on Sunday. Paxton would not speculate on a motive, only saying the shooter was homeless and had visited the White Settlement Church several times before. Bernie Sanders says doctors are giving him a clean bill of health. The 78-year-old Vermont senator released three letters from doctors pronouncing him fit and ready to serve as president. Sanders suffered a heart attack back in October, and at the closing bell, the Dow lost 183 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Also, want to make sure that you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is a newish trading platform. It launched over the summer, and it is a global trading platform where you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. There's no identification requirements to sign up for and to use the site. Plus, communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted over at local.bitcoin.com. So you have a level of privacy there that just doesn't exist on a lot of the other sites that are trying to do similar things. So it's pretty unique in that way. Local.bitcoin.com. Get on over there and get started buying or selling Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
The captain.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the YouTube crackdown on cryptocurrency-related videos. Now, YouTube apparently said they were sorry. There is a story over at Ethereum World.
Alligator, crocodile tears.
EthereumWorldNews.com that does say they have been reinstating videos. So they cite some specific channels that have been taken down and subsequently restored. So I guess that's a little bit of good news, but this should serve as a warning to creators out there that, hey, you don't have control of that. You may have created the video. You may have done the editing and the hard work to actually put the thing together. And as soon as you hit the upload button, it's out of your hands. Now, hopefully you still have a copy on your computer.
If you're smart, yeah.
And you didn't delete it after uploading it to YouTube, because if you did delete your own copy and then upload it to YouTube and they decide to get rid of it and not reinstate it,
it's gone.
It's gone forever, which is another good reason to get connected on other more decentralized platforms. So, for instance,
I'm all for
library.
That. Yeah, library.
LBRY.com.
LBRY. I'm all for that. But I think we have to acknowledge here that YouTube is in a class by itself when it comes to video playing platforms. That, I mean, there's nothing out there that even is even in the zip code. The next closest competitor has been lapped 10 times by YouTube.
You're talking about like Meta Filter or whatever it's called? Or Vimeo?
Vimeo, that's the one I was thinking of. But, I mean, you know, nothing out there comes even remotely close. You can talk to Dave Ridley, who does the Ridley Report.
We actually did talk to Ridley about this because he has had his videos demonetized.
And Ridley continues, whether he likes it or not, to use YouTube because...
But he has also moved to, I think, three or four other platforms. So
right,
Ridley has actually gone out.
It.
And to put his videos in other places in the hopes that something else can rise up and provide real competition to YouTube.
I understand that. I just want to make it clear that YouTube sort of exists as, at this point, the only thing in its class.
I find it really an odd business move. And perhaps it was a mistake. Perhaps somebody just was like, oops, and, you know, put one too many characters at the end of a description or something, and somehow crypto got wrapped up into it. But it seems like a really odd business decision for a technology company
to go after tech.
sort of piss off other technologists in general, particularly being that decentralized technology eventually should usurp something like, a monolith like Google.
From discord.freetalklive.com, the chatters have informed me that the next closest competitor, if you wanted to upload a video and have it some chances of it going viral, no matter the nature of the video, is
Pornhub.
Yes.
So, I brought that up a month ago or something.
The gun guys are doing it.
They're uploading like bootleg Star Wars to Pornhub so people can watch the bootleg, copy. Yeah, because Pornhub allows it.
Well, I don't think they would allow it if they knew it existed. If it was reported to them, they would take it down. That's
right,
a copyright violation.
Once it goes far enough, but I mean,
if they have
it'll
a nexus,
stay up there for a while.
If they're based in the United States or in the United Kingdom.
It depends on where the server's located and all that kind of stuff.
And I don't know, where Pornhub is located. I have no idea, but
nothing's going to beat the hero who went on Twitch and put up the MMA championships and then acted like he was playing a video game the whole time. So
because that was legit that way.
It made it look like he was playing one of these guys to somebody who was just taking a glance. But instead, here's the pay-per-view.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it is brilliant.
That is
brilliant.
There is now. Look, I'm not an attorney, but with copyright, there is fair use, and fair use does allow for parody. It does allow for commentary.
Education.
Education. It allows for news.
Satire.
So that's where, what's the old show where they had the guys in the movie theater watching, like, the terrible movies?
MST3K.
MST3K.
Yeah. Mystery Science Theater 3000, for those who are abbreviation
right
nerds.
Now, how often the dude would have to comment during his watching of the MMA fight or whatever to make it commentary, I don't know. Maybe if he's like, darn that guy, or just says something every now and then. Is that a commentary track? Like, how often do you have to be commenting in order for it to be commentary? Once an hour?
Yeah,
once a minute? So, did they ever take that down?
I don't know. I didn't hunt it down.
YouTube is the go-to place. This, according to Ron Nooner, the host of the Crypto Trader Show on CNBC Africa. He says YouTube's the go-to place for educational video and the first port of call for new people entering the ecosystem to learn the basics. As a community, we should challenge this formally, he said. Meanwhile, others have been searching for a reason for the purge, finding YouTube's citing of harmful and dangerous content as unsatisfactory.
Indeed.
Quote, so far, Alphabet, which is Google's parent company, has made no attempt to explain the reasons for the culling, said the founder of research group Quantum Economics, Matty Greenspan. saying further, quote, the first instinct that many had was that perhaps they're trying to protect the consumer from scams. However, this wouldn't make much sense given that Google and Facebook have already had a crypto advertising ban last year that has long since been reversed, likely due to regulatory clarity in the U.S., where it was found that Bitcoin and Ethereum are neither securities nor scams. Greenspan added that he is now, quote, officially boycotting YouTube due to the crypto purge. Google has been increasingly looking to financial services to bolster advertisement revenue in the recent years, with public opinion moving against ad-funded business models. So, oh, and then there was the news here, as they point out, that Google is launching their own smart checking bank accounts. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
They're partnering up with Citigroup in order to do this. So Google itself is not actually going to be doing the banking side of things, but they are going to be involved in offering banking services. So it's some sort of a partnership where essentially Google sounds like they're going to be the front end for banking services that would be provided by Citigroup, is the way it sounds.
I mean, I feel like we're headed for a three-headed battle as far as economics are concerned, specifically with currency, right? So we've already seen the people's coin, right? Bitcoin, right? Any of the decentralized autonomous coins that are out there, right? This is the people's money, right? And now we're getting into, you know, corporate coins.
Corporate coins, right? Like Facebook's Libra.
Right. Libra, Google, right? You know,
Google doesn't have a coin announced yet. But yes, I mean, it's surprising
all
that they have it.
Well,
this is kind of what they're talking
right.
about
but
here.
Then,
the
but thing. Then the third head of that is the state coin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, like the China coin.
Right, yeah. So right. now, you've got government coin, you got corporate coin, and then you got, like, freedom coin, if you will.
People, well, the state coin has already been around and is extraordinarily successful. It's just that now they're trying to morph into the new crypto thing.
Right. They're going to digitize, the state currency, and it's backed by itself somehow.
Well, they're going to pretend that it is a cryptocurrency in so much as it has value because of the mathematics and the immutability of the blockchain, which, of course, is... No government is ever going to make an immutable blockchain, the blockchain that can't be changed, because that's their whole thing, is they want to be able to meddle with the money.
Right.
And the corporations, well, it's only slightly better, if better at all. I mean, that's why they're both sort of agreed. They don't know what they don't agree on much, but they agree that they don't like Bitcoin.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything here. We were talking about a crackdown on cryptocurrency. And, yeah, the old-school bank people are definitely threatened by crypto. We knew that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Google, I think, is making a huge mistake here. Rather than, look into supporting cryptocurrency, embracing it, maybe launching their own or whatever, they're embracing the banking business. They're embracing governments, and that's a recipe for death in the future, I think. More
I
coming
think
up.
So too.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
By the way, I want to say thanks to John Rolstead. He is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. John contributes $5 a month to the AMP program, and that helps us get on more radio stations around the country. Got a new agreement from a new station that's going to be starting this weekend.
Nice.
So very exciting when that happens, and it's thanks to listeners like John and the other amplifiers who help make our continued outreach to radio stations possible. So thank you for that, John. And if you want to become an amplifier like John has done, you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And you get some cool perks for doing it, too, by the way. You can join via PayPal. You can use credit card or Bitcoin BTC. We go to, I believe, Fort Smith, Arkansas, where Dustin is on the line listening to KFPW. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, fellas. It's Justin, not Dustin.
Oh, sorry, Justin. Go ahead.
That's all right. That's all right. How are you guys doing tonight?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, honestly, the Democratic Party. And the only reason I say that is because, like, it is, like, literally flip-flop from one candidate to the next. Joe Biden was in the lead for a time. Bernie Sanders. You know, Wang. Do you know how much money? I was under the impression that Wang was worth like a fortune, that he was this IT guru. You know, he's not worth $1 million.
I don't know. No, I didn't know that.
I don't know. Why does it even matter? I mean, these are all people that want to control your life. So, I mean, how much they're worth?
President. He's running for president.
So he should only millionaires should run for president, or is that what we're saying?
No,
I'm not sure.
No, okay. No, not at all. I'm just saying, like, he was pitched as like this next Bill Gates. His answer to the economy was just give everyone $1,000 a month. And it'll work. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are a wreck.
So in their defense, remember that this kind of happens. Remember 2016 when the Republicans would give 3 weeks, when basically the news media would give each Republican 3 weeks to stick their foot thoroughly down their throat, and then we'd move on to the next one? First it's the Carly gal who was some CEO, and then it's...
So forgettable.
Right, they're all so forgettable. It just keeps on happening. So this is kind of how it goes, is the news media will, oh, well, let's see, they got a little parlance, let's try that gay mayor.
I saw a story that Buttigieg has come out in support of decriminalization of all drugs.
Okay.
To his credit.
Well, just hear me out on this.
Yeah.
I think, just like Trump won as a lifelong Democrat on the Republican Party, I think there are two candidates that could win on any ticket come 2020.
Okay.
And only two.
All right.
Those two are Shaquille O'Neal and Mike Tyson. I truly believe that.
You don't think Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, could take down Trump?
Oh, no.
I can't smell what he's cooking.
He looks too good. He looks too good to be president.
I think he could DDT him from the top rope.
Mike Tyson, man. You don't want to go up against Mike Tyson. He'll fight dirt.
Well, do you really want a president with a lisp? But,
no, I do. I definitely do.
I wish that we could watch these people beat each other to a pulp. I mean, that would really make debates way more interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the international leaders just aren't going to argue with Mike Tyson, right? Like, there's not going to be any debate.
Ever.
Come on, Jeff.
Oh, you want a summit? Come on. know?
Hey, Dustin, thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you, man.
It was fun, guys.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. By the way, you can call in just like that. It's that easy. Open phones here at 855-450-FREE. We don't have to talk about cryptocurrency. You can bring it to anything.
Before we go on, I just want to say that I don't know how...
Me making fun of Mike Tyson's the bravest thing you've ever seen me do? I'd just like to apologize.
He's calmed down a little over the years.
I don't know how this happened, but somehow I'm sitting here with both Mark and Ian, the founders of the Free Talk Live show.
Just random chance.
You are on Free Talk Live.
I am. I've been on the show with each of you individually, but this is the first time I've been, you know, sat down, you know, in the third chair. As
he's starstruck,
with
Mark.
Both of you, so...
Yeah, I'd like to tell you how this all happened.
I just wanted to say thanks on the air. Right?
You're welcome.
You
I'd like to tell
Aria.
You how all this this happened. So Ian, you know, wanted to do a show. I helped out with that or whatever. Then he asks, he doesn't have anybody to answer the phone. So he's, you know, he asked me, his pathetic friend who just broke up with their fiance, hey, you got nothing to do on Sunday night? Why don't you answer the phones for me? And I'm like, sure, kid. I'll help you out. Right? And then I get on, and there's a microphone in front of me, and he's wrong over and over again. Like, just being wrong.
Wasn't this back when you supported the Iraq War?
I don't think the Iraq War had happened at that point. In 2002.
Yeah. I'm not like such a super fan that I've like listened to all of the shows, but I did take, you know, a trip down your memory lane because I didn't, you know, come into listening to this show till about, you know, 8-9 years ago, thereabouts. So, but I did take a trip down and I heard some of the older shows like from your archives on the Free Talk Live archives, and it's some fun stuff, man.
We had a good time and continue to. Let's
go to
Lumpy.
Go to archives.freetalklive.com and you can get that stuff.
Lumpy, who's also been listening for a long time, is on our Discord server.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, where are you calling from tonight?
Oh, he sounds way better.
Oh, the police state of Massachusetts.
Oh, man, you better hide the vapes.
Hey.
Hide your vapes.
Hide your vapes. Hide your wives.
Capital A in Massachusetts.
Little M, capital A.
So what's going on?
Exactly. Yes, sir, Captain Kickass.
Talk to me, man. What's going on?
Well, my humble heroes, first of all, I love you guys. Secondly, I have a gentleman with me, and right now I've been trying to convince this guy. He's come into a little bit of inheritance, and he's trying to change his world around. And what I'm trying to do is trying to let him know about the opportunity of Bitcoin. But he is an old bastard or something, but I don't think
he's stubborn.
He's just old.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So he doesn't know about this stuff, and he's starting a new business, and he needs to know about And I know you can go to this website, bitcoin.com, and get all these videos and everything.
Yeah.
Some of the things that I want to know about for him are, I know that if you're a smart guy or girl or Ira, Aria, whatever, you can get online and you can do this stuff anonymously forever so that the government cannot ever touch your money. But that's a less important thing than how does he use this? How does he get to, how does he get into Bitcoin to make it? I understand we're not supposed to talk about Bitcoin as being an investment, although I don't care what anybody says, it is an investment.
It was the number one investment of the last decade.
Sure. I mean, you look at somebody like Virgil Paduva. I mean, he's done fantastically. He's one of the examples. Sure. Absolutely. I mean, there's
multiple. Let's just
multiple.
Say $10,000.
All right. Say he's got $10,000 to throw in. You can hear him in the back.
Yeah.
And I think it's about at 7,200 or so right now.
Yeah.
And I know it had gotten up over 22 or so. And it's going to go up there, according to what McAfee says, and just about
a lot of people
else.
Believe it.
I wouldn't. It doesn't make sense to be anything but going up. There's no
that
way
much I agree with. There are a lot of people besides McAfee, and I'm not saying McAfee's stupid or anything like that. I'm just saying the man has claimed that if Bitcoin doesn't hit $1 million by the end of the year coming, that he will consume his own genitals, right?
I hope he doesn't, but yeah.
Right.
I understand his commitment.
Okay.
Although he could have been very high on a lot of coke at the time, as far as we know.
Absolutely. $1 million, a lot of money. If Bitcoin hits... I'll be happy if it hits 5% of that at 50,000.
Strike me as that flexible.
Well, you're kind of admitting that you've got a lot of Bitcoin, which is great, Mark.
I've helped some people and some organizations invest.
You've helped me too, by the way, and I thank you guys, all of you guys, for all the ways you've helped me over the years, especially when I was doing civil disobedience back in there. But if I may take the time, I know we're getting close to the hour, and I don't want to take up your time, but I've got my friend actually is with me, and he's been listening to the call, and he's got
one question.
He's got one question. Can I put him on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is Stu.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Stu.
How are you?
What's on
your
mind?
Hey, listen, I'm just not that swift with this stuff, but I just want to know, how does this Bitcoin work? I mean, it's not like, so what, how do you buy this Bitcoin? You can't go in a store and use it, right?
It depends. I mean, there are some places where you can physically spend cryptocurrency in real life.
More of an internet money.
There's also a myriad of places online that you can go.
Especially if you go to Purse, saveitpurse.com. If you go to saveitpurse.com, you can get anything you want to get from Amazon at discounts between like 10 and 30% off. So
yeah, that's one way. That's one way of doing it. And there are
let me ask you one other question.
Yeah.
If you were to put some money into it, is there like a good return on it for interest or anything? Or?
So we can talk about it if you want, Stu. Hang on. We'll bring it back here into our second hour, and you can join us on the radio as well. It is Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.